Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty. Thank you, musicians. We're going to have a wonderful time tonight. We already have a worship service. It was so beautiful. The presence of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord, the power of God is here. And we're going to really enjoy ourselves tonight because Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Amen. Without Him, there is nothing that we can do. Nothing that we can do. But because of Jesus, He makes all things possible. Hallelujah. He makes all things possible. The Lord, the Almighty. The Lord, the Omnipotent. The Lord, the Omniscient. The Omnipresent God. Hallelujah. Who is like unto the Lord? Kate, who is like unto Jesus? No one. No one. No one like Jesus. No one. No one. We serve a wonderful and a blessed Lord forever and ever. Bless His holy name. Are you ready tonight to listen to receive the word of God? Amen. I was preparing this message, and it's deep down in my spirit, and the Lord wants to speak to us tonight. He wants to speak to me. He wants to speak to you. He wants to speak to everyone tonight in this place, because this is His church. Hallelujah. It's His people. Amen. We don't belong to anybody, but we belong to Jesus Christ, to the Almighty God. And He wants to speak to us tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be the holy name of the Lord. I'm going to pray. Let's stand. I'm going to pray. I just feel to pray before we start the service. I want to pray to invite for the Lord to have His way. I want Jesus to have His way tonight to that blessed Lord, which is forever and ever. Hallelujah, Jesus, Almighty God. Precious Lord, we have come into this place with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord. We have come, Lord God, with one purpose, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, to have fellowship with You, Lord God. To hear from You, Lord Jesus. To feel after You, Lord God Almighty. To feel Your presence, Lord God. And to bless You, Lord God, because You are worthy to be blessed forever and ever. We want to lift our voices, Lord God. We want to lift our hands, Lord God. We're going to lift our eyes and our minds and our hearts unto You, my Jesus, my precious. Precious one, my beautiful God, my wonderful Savior. Oh, we want to glorify the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord, which is a strong and mighty tower. Hallelujah. Jesus, my beautiful God, I pray, Lord God, that You have the way, Lord God, tonight. That You touch everyone, Lord God, in this place. Every need, Lord God, because we are needful people, Lord God. We are flesh, Lord God, and we are need for people. And we invite You, Lord God, that You touch everyone, Lord God, according to their needs, Lord Jesus. If someone needs, Lord God, to be filled with the Spirit, touch them and fill them with the Spirit, Lord God. If someone, Lord God, needs healing, touch them, Lord God, and heal them, Lord God, in Jesus' name. If someone, Lord God, needs, Lord God, power, Lord God, just touch them, Lord. Whatever the need, Lord God, is, You know all things, Lord. But I pray, Lord God, Lord, that You have the way in the name which is above every name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to open your Bibles, or if you got the tablet, turn to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. Hallelujah. Are you there yet? Yes. Now, the cry of a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thou servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be a bondman. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thy handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad from all the neighbors, even empty vessels, borrowed not a few, not half a dozen, not 20, but to the thousands. That's my abbreviation. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon the sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, and she said unto the son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed, or the oil ceased. This particular woman, her husband was helping Elisha, and he was at the school of the prophets. He was helping Elisha, and he borrowed some money out of the creditors. He borrowed some money to build a house. But he built a house, and the main time, the husband died. So the poor woman, she didn't have any income. She didn't have anything to pay for the house that she had. And the creditors was knocking at the door, and they wanted to take the sons as a servant, to be the servants, as a bondman. And out of her heart, she was crying out, and she didn't know what to do. But she knew, if I could go to the prophet of God, I know that he has the answer. If I go to him, I know he can give me a word. I know that man is of God, and I know that something he can give me to ease my pain and to ease my situation that has arisen. And she went and she cried unto Elisha, and she said, prophet of God, help me. Help me tonight. Help me, Lord. Help me. And Elisha said, what can I do with you? What can I do? And she said, this and this happened. The creditors is at the door, and they want to take my sons as a bondman. And then obviously he says, what do you have in the house? She says, I've got nothing in the house except a pot of oil, a little pot of oil, olive oil there. And then he says, go and get as many as vessels you can. Don't get just few. Don't get only few. Just get as hundreds of thousands. Just get as many as you can. And the woman did that. And then they're starting to put the oil in those vessels. And then they fill one and two and three and 20 and 40 and 100 and 200 and 600 and 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 20,000. I don't know how many they had there. And then the oil was just coming out. And she said, son, give me another vessel. And he says, I haven't got another one. Everything's full. I haven't got another one. I haven't got another one. And the oil, the Bible tells me that it ceased. It stopped. The enemy, saints of God, you know what the enemy want to do? They want to take our children away to make the children as a bondman. They want to take them away. They want to take them away from the churches. They want to take them away from us. They want to take them from the presence of God. They want to, the enemy that wants to take them away. But when the Bible says she shut the door. And saints of God, we need to shut the door to the enemy. We need to shut the door. We don't want the children to be out of here and to worship the devil, or to be out there in the world and to do horrible things. But we want to shut the door. And when the Lord says shut the door, hallelujah. And don't let anything just stay in the house of the Lord. Just stay with Jesus. Just stay in the presence of the Lord. Just stay with Jesus. Because in Jesus' name, Jesus' name is above every name. Hallelujah. Amen. When I came to the Lord, I shut the door behind me. And I don't want to do the things what I used to do. I don't want to go to places where I used to go. I don't want to think the things that I used to think. I shut the door. And now I'm with Jesus. And now I'm with the Lord. And now I'm with the presence of the Lord. And now I am joining the Lord. And now I'm joining Jesus. And now I'm joining the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. The oil is not the problem here. The oil is not the problem. You know what the problem is? It's the vessels. Empty vessels. They didn't have enough vessels to fill them. They don't have too many vessels to fill them. The oil is not the problem. Heaven's oil is not the problem. The Bible, it talks about oil. It's about the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit, the oil of God. Hallelujah. And the oil is not the problem. It's not the problem. It's the vessels, empty vessels that must be filled. Hallelujah. They must be filled with the Spirit of God. They must be filled with the oil of God. They must be filled with oil of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. The oil is not the problem. Nothing is no problem. The heaven's oil is coming on. Hallelujah. It's unlimited. The oil is unlimited. The oil is coming. Hallelujah. It's unlimited. But God is looking for vessels, for clean vessels and empty vessels, that He can fill them with the Spirit, that He can fill them with His oil, that He can fill them with His power of God. Amen. You want the presence of God. You want the oil of God. You want the Spirit of God. You want something from God. God wants you to be empty and to be filled with His Spirit. If you come to Jesus as empty, He will fill you. If you come to Jesus, He will fill the vessel that you've got. Hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Praise the Lord. I remember three weeks ago that Pastor Jonathan was preaching. Excuse me for a second. And he mentioned about that Christ be formed in you. And I've been thinking about it. And I've been praying about it. And I've been praying, Lord, how the Christ to be formed in me? How can I do that, Lord? What is the trick for it? What is the secret, Lord Jesus? What is the secret? I want Christ to be formed in me. And I was praying. And it's the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of God. Once you got the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, you can form Christ in you. And you can be filled with the Spirit again. It's not, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. I'm not happy when I speak just half a dozen words. I'm not happy when I speak just with a stammering lips. I don't want all that. I want the will of God to flow in me. I want the presence of God to flow in me. I want the power of God to flow in me. If we're a child of God, you need to be flow by the Spirit of God. You need to flow by the Spirit of God in you. Hallelujah. I'm not happy with half a dozen words. I'm not happy with few dozen words. I want the Spirit of God. I want the presence of God. I want the power of God. I want the presence of God. Hallelujah. I want the Spirit to flow in me, not just half an hour. I want the Spirit of God to flow for 24 hours a day. Hallelujah. Day and night. I'm not happy with half a dozen words. I'm not happy with little stammering lips. I want the presence of God. I want Jesus Christ to be forming me. Forming me. Hallelujah. Jesus, my beautiful God, forming me. Look, form in me, my beautiful Jesus. Form in me, my beautiful God. I love you, my precious Lord. I love you, my Jesus, my precious Lord, my wonderful Savior, my Jesus, my Shalom Machaya. Oh, I praise the Lord Almighty. I love Him with all of my heart. I love Him with all of my soul. I love Him with all of my mind. Hallelujah. Why? Because I want to see Him face to face. Kate, I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus, Kate, face to face. I want to say, Lord, I'm here, Lord. I want to go down and worship Him. I want to kiss His feet. I want to love him. I want to touch him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you go to the shopping center, you want to buy eggs or bread, you want to buy milk, you want to buy cornflakes, you want to buy all these things, and you go to the cash register, and then they have no bags to give you, and then you carry it. I had that problem, but you carry it in your hands, and then you drop it all over the place. You drop it. You need a bag. You need something to put in it. Hallelujah. You need something, an empty thing to put it in. Amen. Hallelujah. And then sometimes I used to order pizzas. There's a pizza there anyway. I used to order pizzas every Thursday afternoon, every Thursday night. And then can you imagine order pizza? Then someone comes in your house and you knock at the door and he's got the pizza on his hand without the box. Without the box. And then the cheese was oozing down, and the eggs was oozing down, and the bread was oozing down on his hand. And I don't know, is he washing his hands? I don't know. What his hands would be? Been? I don't know. But the pizza's supposed to be in the box. Hallelujah. The pizza's supposed to be in the box. Praise the Lord. And I want to tell you something. This box, it's only 50 cents. We're not worth it much. We're not worth it much. There's nothing in it anyway. It's empty. It's not worth it much. It's only 50 cents. But it's the contents. It's the pizza. Hallelujah. It's not worth it much. Not worth it much. But when you buy the pizza, the pizza's in the box, then it's worth it something. Hallelujah. Then it's worth it something. Praise the Lord. When you buy a ring, when you buy something from the shop, when you buy a pair of shoes, the box is nothing. But it's the content that makes the difference. The content that makes the difference. It's the shoes that makes the difference. When you buy a ring in a little box there, and you pay $2,000 for the ring, $3,000 for the ring. But you take the ring out, and the box is worthless. Hallelujah. We're not worth very much. We're not worth very much. But what's inside in us? It's worth millions. It's worth the world. Hallelujah. We're not worth very much. Hallelujah. If you kill me, Kate, if you kill me and you put me in the stock there and you boil me down and then I would you make a cake of soap, you know how much I'd be worth? $2.50. Well, I won't be worth very much. I won't be worth very much. But the presence of God, but the Spirit of God that is in you, but the Spirit of God that is in me, hallelujah. That makes it something worth, hallelujah. That makes something worth in our lives, hallelujah. The box is worthless, but the contents in the box there, that's why Jesus wants vessels to be filled with oil. That's why Jesus, he wants vessels to be filled with his presence. That's why Jesus wants vessels to be filled with his presence, to be filled with oil, to be filled with your spirit, to be filled with power. Hallelujah. You can have all that. You can have all that unless you bring the empty vessel to Jesus and say, Lord, here I am. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, if you want a miracle, you know that the woman there in the Bible, you know, the Holy Spirit didn't want to make it wasn't going to make any miracles, but it was up to the woman to make the miracle. And it was up to the woman because she poured out the oil. She went and she got the jars, she got there and she poured the oil in, and that was a miracle. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is not going to witness. He's not going to go out and witness. The Spirit of God's not going to go do anything. But it's up to us, the Spirit of God in us, to go out and tell our friends that Jesus Christ is Lord, and Jesus Christ, he needs you to give your life to him. It's up to us to go out in the byways and the highways and to witness to the people. Amen. Jesus is looking for people to go out and to tell others, hallelujah, be filled with the Spirit. That's what's all about it. That's what's all about it, is to be filled with oil, is to be filled with the presence of the Lord, is to be filled with oil. Hallelujah. And some of you, you can be a chosen, we all a chosen vessels. We are the vessels of the Lord. We are the vessels who we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. And if we cry out and we say, Lord, fill me, Lord, again and again and again, Christ, Brother Pastor Jonathan, Christ, it will form in us. Hallelujah. Christ will form in us. And I want Christ to be forming me more and more and more every day. And I want the Spirit of God in me 24 hours a day. Hallelujah. Maybe some of you can't have 24 hours a day. But I can. Hallelujah. Because I have made up my mind. And I said, Lord, I want to have you 24 hours a day in my sleep. Everywhere I go, everywhere I've been, I want to be there, Lord God. I want you to be with me, Lord Jesus, Almighty, Omnipotent, Omniscient, and Omnipresent God. Christ, to form in you and in me. And what is it? It's the oil. It's the Spirit of God. It's the oil. Hallelujah. 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 I remember at a conference, in Melbourne conference, we had a prayer meeting. And I was praying and I was praying and I was praying and I was praying. I was praying. And just next to me was a young girl, and she was praying. And she was, bang! The Holy Spirit just touched her. And she was shouting and she was laughing and she was rolling on the floor. And I said, Lord, here I am. Touch me too, Lord. And then about a few seconds later, I was on the floor too, rolling down, laughing. Hallelujah, filled with the Spirit again and again, Brother Aaron. Hallelujah, just like the times you used to see us in the back room up there, laughing in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I want that experience again. I'm not satisfied with the little one. I want Jesus more and more every day. Hallelujah. More and more every day. Hallelujah. Saints of God is nothing else, but it's the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. It's the oil. It's the oil. It was to be filled. Fill you. Hallelujah. Some of you up there, you don't have the Spirit of God yet. You haven't touched. God hasn't touched you yet. If you don't have the Spirit of God, He wants you to be filled with the Spirit. Because Jesus is here. He wants to fill you. He wants to touch you. He wants that vessel. He wants you to be filled with the Spirit of God. There is nothing better to have Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Glory, hallelujah, amen. If you never spoke in tongues for a year or 2 years, this is tonight. Is tonight, hallelujah. Tonight is tonight, amen. Don't be satisfied with a couple of words. Don't be satisfied with half a dozen words. There's like a wealth of salvation is coming unto you, hallelujah. There's wells, hallelujah. Dig a well, hallelujah, and drink from the wells of salvation tonight, hallelujah. Drink out of it, hallelujah. Let that beauty. For oil of the Lord, fill the vessel, fill your vessel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 15 and verse 9, he says, Saul of Tarsus. Ananias spoke to him and he says, Saul of Tarsus. He was Saul of Tarsus then. Jesus spoke to him and says, He is the chosen vessel unto the Gentiles. Hallelujah. It's a chosen vessel. Hallelujah. You are a vessel. And God wants to fill you more and more each day. Hallelujah. More and more each day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can have all other things. We can have this, that, and that, and programs, and that, and we can have programs. Unless we have the oil of God in us, unless we have the oil in us, all is in vain. Hallelujah. All is in vain. Hallelujah. Amen. We need the oil of God. We need the presence of God. We need the presence of God. We need the power of God. We need the power of God. We need the power of God. We need the oil of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We need the presence of God. Hallelujah. We need the presence of God. We need the oil of God. Hallelujah. We need the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let's stand tonight and worship the Lord. Let's stand tonight and worship Jesus. Let's all stand and worship Him. Whoa, la 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 la